Yesterday, this woman thinks he has fans in the state.
I think that there's a lot of closet Trumpers in California.
The Israeli military says it has attacked about 200 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon in the past 24 months. The BBC's Jonathan Head has details from the Lebanese capital.
It's been quiet here in Beirut overnight, but not in the rest of Lebanon throughout the last 24 hours. In fact, the strikes have been quite widely distributed. We've had airstrikes in the north, an area that's not generally been struck in the past.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farms and livestock operations are polluting the Mississippi River Basin like never before. As Mike Moan reports, a possible solution may be found out east.
Broader efforts to reduce harmful nutrients from reaching the Gulf of Mexico have largely failed. Mesa Khan is the former policy director at the Mississippi River Network. She says there isn't a lot of coordination among states and key agencies that are linked to this large source of water in establishing an effective model.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
However, environmental observers point to an initiative to remove pollutants from Chesapeake Bay out east. For nearly 15 years, it's included a legally enforceable multi-state pollution quota, one of a select few in the nation. However, officials monitoring that program say even with marked improvements, they're still not meeting certain reduction targets, adding that other changes are needed. Any setbacks aren't deterring Midwestern organizations from urging federal government officials to spur a similar pollution quota covering all states along the Mississippi. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says they'd appreciate a little more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution.
Been estimated 60 to 80% of the nitrogen flowing from the Mississippi Basin to the Gulf originates at farms and livestock operations. Chemicals commonly used to grow crops and fertilize lawns can cause algae blooms and die-offs that rob waters of oxygen and suffocate aquatic life. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Bennett Goldstein for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers bring home a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers returned from New Jersey with a 42-7 win over Rutgers yesterday. Wisconsin jumped out to a 14-0 lead and controlled the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We're getting better, but it's really about the way you play, and it's about the progress that we can continue to make. And we know that we're going to have to count on those guys up front on both sides of the football, but the progress that they continue to make, they'll get dinged up and beat up and go back to work, is where we're going to hang our hat.
Next, the Badgers take on the Wildcats at Northwestern. NFL, Packers host the Cardinals, a recap coming up tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked about Devin Williams' blown save that ended their season and allowed the Mets to advance.
As far as Devin Williams goes, I mean, one moment shouldn't define who he is, who we are. This guy was absolutely crushed just like the rest of us.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine and a few showers around the area. The other big story will be the very gusty northwest winds developing up over 30 and 35 miles per hour. Highs in the lower to middle 50s. Tonight, patchy frost. Currently 44 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
Stand by for the music of the stars. The music of the stars. Right here on WRGN and across Wisconsin and beyond from the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have some fun today with Halloween, of course, because it's that haunted month when anything can happen and will right here on the music of the stars. Welcome. Roger Corman. He was the most prolific filmmaker working for this little company, American International Pictures. I went to see everything American International did. It was so hokey. Remember the names up there? James Nicholson, Samuel Z. Arkoff, anybody? These guys were always broke. American International Pictures are always quick and ready to hop on whatever trend was out there to make a buck until the next trend came along. Well, by the late 50s, they saturated the drive-ins and neighborhood theaters with double bills. Sci-fi cheapies, juvenile delinquent pictures, or some combination. Like, I was a teenage Frankenstein? Hey, whatever it takes. And they set their sights on Vincent Price to star. Oh, Vincent had focused on character roles for Hollywood. He'd been on since the mid-40s, usually a suave villain. And he'd been on Angel Street, which was filmed as Gaslight with Charles Boyer. Oh, and he'd been in Laura, of course, Dragonwyck, The Three Musketeers, and House of Wax. Oh, you remember that? 1953, Three Dimensions. And later on, after that picture, work dry it up for Vincent. Maybe you too have a terrifying period of unemployment. For him, it lasted almost a year. Well, Vincent had difficulty thinking about that, so, and he even discovered his name showed up on Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy's list of, get this, premature anti-Nazi sympathizers. Vincent Price? Well, what happened was he had spoken out against fascism for the senator's taste. Also on the list, by the way, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Go figure. Well, he wasn't blacklisted. No, he was graylisted. And he couldn't find work in films or television. So he'd take just about any half-decent part he would get. Remember The Fly, The Bat, House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler? Now he's a horror movie star. This is The Premature Burial. Ronald Stein.
Brings them to the end of a faded summer love.
But the freshman.
When an early autumn walks the chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees. Perhaps you'll understand what memories I owe. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down. All russet brown, a frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April hearted seemed made for just a boy and dreamed, did you? Any fall could come in view so early, early. So, darling, if you can, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never. Another early autumn. No.
started. So April Heart, it seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you, any fall could come in view so early, early. So darling, if you can, won't you take the time to let me know I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so, let's never have to share another early autumn. And the autumn wind brings them to the end of a faded summer.
It's 1955, and you're coming home from school. The leaves have turned color, and you cross the street because there's that scary house over there where the ushers live. The House of Usher. Vincent Price with a tour de force, based very loosely on the works of Edgar Allan Poe. Very loosely. Roger Corman's classic with Vincent Price, Myrna Fahey.
Only the incomparable genius of Edgar Allan Poe could knit them so closely together. The burning passions of the purest of loves. The deadly passions of the madly prurient.
Madeline, you're leaving this house with me tomorrow.
Only I could.
For hundreds of years, evil thoughts and evil deeds have been committed within these walls. The house itself is evil now.
Mel Torme.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Thank you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Mark,
I have breakfast ready at 9.
No, I've never met him.
I don't stay after 6, not after it begins to get dark.
My only contact with him has been our correspondence about the, quote, experiment, unquote.
I leave before the dark comes, so there won't be anyone around if you need help.
No one can hear you if you scream in the night, isn't that so, Mrs. Dudley?
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that. In the night. In the dark.
And our friend, sit back and enjoy Russ Colombo's enchanting voice as he sings The House is Haunted.
Lights are soft and low tonight. Summer breezes blow tonight. And to think that we're apart. Knowing you refuse to love someone that you used to love, there's a chill within my heart. I hate to be alone when evening falls. I'm so afraid of all these empty halls.
Scandal, murder, insanity, suicide.
The history of Hill House was ideal. It had everything I wanted. It was built 90-odd, very odd, years ago by a man named Hugh Crane as a home for his wife and daughter in the most remote part of New England he could find. It was an evil house from the beginning, a house that was born bad. Hugh Crane's young wife died seconds before she was to set eyes on the house. She was killed when, for no apparent reason, the horses bolted, crashing her carriage against a big tree. Mrs. Crane was carried, lifeless is the word, I think, into the home her husband had built for her. Hugh Crane was left an embittered man with a small daughter, Abigail, to bring up. Fortunately, for me that is, Hugh Crane did not leave Hill House. He married again. The second Mrs. Crane's death was even more interesting than her predecessors. Unable to find out how or why she fell, although I have my suspicions. Hugh Crane left Abigail with a nurse and went to England, where he died in a drowning accident. Marvelous. I mean, the way the history of Hill House follows a classic pattern. For some reason, Abigail always kept that same nursery room in Hill House where she grew up and grew old. In later years, she became a bedridden invalid. She took a girl from the village to live with her as a paid companion. It's with this young companion the evil reputation of Hill House really begins. The story goes that the old lady died calling for help in the nursery upstairs, while the companion fooled around with a farmhand on the veranda. Companion inherited Hill House and occupied it for many years. The local people believe that, one way or another, she had murdered her benefactor. She lived a life of complete solitude in the empty house, though some say that the house was not empty and never has been since the night old Miss Abby died. They say that whatever there was and still is in the house eventually drove the companion mad. We do know she hanged herself. After her death, the house passed legally into the hands of a distant relative in Boston, an old lady, Mrs. Sanderson, who I very much wanted to see.
I walk alone. Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather
There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight, I'll always be near you, wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you walk in beside me. I walk alone. I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you walk in beside me. Mom, I walk alone.
Louis Armstrong, 1952. The music of the stars all the way till high midnight. We're going to be on, I'm going to check our time for today. We may be preempted here and there, but there's a way to get around that. And if you hang tight, I'll tell you all about it. Good movie for Halloween. Let's see. May I suggest The Big Clock? No, there's no ghosts in there. Well, there's a ghost of guilt and remorse and revenge. Charles Laughton. And Ray Milland, he did The Premature Burial only because they couldn't get Vincent Price. I think it's a film classic. Danny Kaye, Gene Kelly, The Music of the Stars.
Very well. Are you out of breath?
No. Me too, yeah.
Well, Joe, we got a fellow with an oxygen tent standing by there.
Danny Kaye with one of the great ghost stories of all time.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. 'Twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mustard, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and faith 'tis no wonder her mother and father were fishmongers. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. And that's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh.
Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Yeah, really.
I got a real good friend who's a ghost. He is the most transparent little man. We bounce around from pillar to post. Me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost. Whenever we go out on a spree, he says to me, how about a little chat? Then pretty soon I'm deeply engrossed in a discussion with my friend the ghost. He thinks what I think, and he drinks what I drink. In fact, we're unique in our clique, so to speak. We get along like peas
in a pod sounds kinda odd, but when I need a friend, he bounces in and starts playing host. Well, look who's standing here, my friend the ghost. Well, you know him when you see him. He's about 9 feet tall, only a foot wide. I think he's standing right at the... Oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Well, you've got your nerve.
He's usually here with some cheer every day. He's sure been a pal since my gal went away. Although you may not see him at first, just quench your thirst, soon he will be along. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to boast, but you can count upon my friend the ghost.
Music of the Stars.
Dressed in red, on the
stranger. But at the end of the night, our costumes all came on. But when she came nearer, she looked just like Boris Karloff. Oh, what a trick she played on me. This was a short kick. I grabbed for my candy. I ran as fast as I could. Would she follow me? I bet she would. So if you judge a book, don't judge it by its cover, 'cause you might get burned when you see your lover. So let this be a real lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they told us long.
Now it's Halloween at the end of October. I'm on the scene. Boy, am I sober.
So let this be a real lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they told us long.
Music of the Stars. WRJN Racine, coast to coast, and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Till High Noon Central. Thank you.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. And he said, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. And he said, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. And I say, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Now you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. And I say, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang. Bing, bang, palla, walla, bing, bang.
Music of the Stars. David Seville wrote that. Real name, Ross Bagdasarian. You saw him in Rear Window, the piano player. Thank you. Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars. Having a little fun, or a lot of fun, with the season, you know.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.